I don't participate in every race for the win. Even if I lose, I feel happy because I learned something from the race.
Meet Denise Young, businesswoman and professional racing driver in Hong Kong. She was crowned winner of the 2015 Hong Kong Touring Car Group N2000. She is the founder and CEO of a successful real estate company, and she is a mother of two growing boys. How did she achieve all this? The answer is, not easily. Let's follow her on the circuit, where it all began. Welcome to the Fab Talks podcast project. We'll meet women who had the strength and courage to turn their lives around. We will share their transformation journey and witness the turning points where their lives could have taken a much different direction, just as our lives could. It's a sultry morning in Beijing. Denise looks around her and can't believe that a chance meeting with a childhood friend has led to this. Her on a race circuit at the wheel of a fabulous sports car. In the other vehicles, her competitors are shooting curious looks at her because she is the only woman on the grid. A few days ago, when she sat at the table in front of her friend, she only expected to have a nice dinner and a chat about the old times. They've known each other since childhood, and he remembers how she used to organise bicycle races in the parking lot close to her home. She challenged all the other children, girls and boys. They did lap after lap as fast as they could, and Denise always won. And now the two of them are going head-to-head in a race again. Denise experiences an adrenaline rush as the engine revs up. It's her first time on a real circuit, and she's grateful to her friend for convincing her to join in the race. She loves driving. She has always loved racing cars, and she had always been tempted by the idea of joining a race herself in Hong Kong. But she knew she couldn't afford such an expensive pastime. The car, the fees, the training, everything was beyond her means. "But you don't need any of these for the Beijing race," said her friend at dinner, looking at her above a glass of wine, his eyes shining with mischief. "And the entrance fee is very reasonable, for once."
"He said you just bring your own helmet, your own shoes, then you can drive. You don't need any extra money." I said, "Wow, it is so cheap. Why not?" Then we went together.
A last look at her friend, sitting in a car next to hers, and Denise closes her helmet visor. She casts her mind back to the parking lot where she played as a girl with bruised knees and a determined smile. Competitiveness fires up inside her again. Never mind that she has never raced on a circuit, and never mind that she is the only woman. She has to be the fastest kid on the track. It's as simple as that. The lights turn to green, and she is off with a roar. She immediately finds herself in her element. She puts her foot down on the gas pedal. She tackles difficult bends at high speed. She overtakes one car, then another, and soon she loses count of the competitors who are in her rear view. She doesn't really care about winning anymore. She only cares about racing. It's a sensation of sheer freedom and power, like she never experienced before. The race ends too soon, and as Denise crosses the finishing line, she's only sorry that it's over. Then she notices the flag, the cheering, the people rushing to her car to congratulate her. She has won the race.
I was shocked, but very, very happy. But even if I was happy, even I liked racing, I knew I wouldn't continue. At that time, I had just started my company, which took up a lot of my time. And my first child has just been born.
As she steps onto the podium to receive her trophy, Denise feels a mixture of elation and disappointment. This was only a short holiday, a stolen pleasure in a life that doesn't allow for distractions, the life she is now going back to. The year of the Beijing race is incredibly busy for Denise Jung. After a successful career in one of the top real estate agencies in Hong Kong, some months ago she's decided to leave her job and set up her own agency. The reason? She's very clear about it. Is money. Women and ambition. It's not an obvious combination. It's okay for a man to want to earn more money and list a higher paycheck among the chief reasons for climbing the career ladder. But there are still people who think the same attitude is unbecoming in a woman. Just as a little girl shouldn't be driving her bicycle around a parking lot faster than the boys. It's okay, though, if you do it for your child.
When you have your first child, your mentality changed. It's changed a lot. I had to think big, so I start my own company.
Denise has just become a mother, and she tells herself that she doesn't simply want to be more successful and earn more. She wants to give more opportunities to her son. The long hours she puts in, the energy she devotes to her new company, it's all for him. Her husband will not be the only breadwinner in their young family. She wants to make an equal contribution. Luckily for Denise, her children are well looked after by their Filipino nanny, who has helped the family since the boys were born. Hong Kong is a good place for ambitious mothers, and she belongs to a generation of successful, driven businesswomen. She soon has her life organized like clockwork, dividing herself between family and work, keeping it all together. The real estate business is booming, and Denise Jung's agency is a success. She knows the market very well, and she's chosen a clever niche. Luxury apartments and houses. In a rich metropolis of 7 million inhabitants, a hub of the international economy, this business is relatively unaffected by the periodic crises that hit the bricks and mortar market elsewhere. Denise loves the feeling of putting up a new property for sale, of matching it with the ideal buyer, of closing the deal. She bargains hard, but enjoys the look of happiness in people's eyes when they secure their dream home.
I like this job very much. I like to show the flat to my clients and to build nice houses in the expensive, most prestigious area. So I think that I'm very lucky to have this job.
Denise knows that her weak point is lack of patience. Sometimes she takes things too fast. She finds it hard to be patient, also at home. Hers is a high-octane life and she likes it this way. This doesn't mean that she is neglecting the family. A couple of years after the first son, she and her husband have a second boy. A great joy, but also more work for Denise. She sometimes feels that she's lost contact with everything but work and domestic chores. She doesn't have time to stop and think about her life, what she wanted from it and what she got. She never wonders whether she is happy. She is successful and she is providing for her family. This has to be enough.
Organization is the most important thing.
Where do you look when you walk through a city? Do you keep your eyes on the ground to avoid obstacles? Do you watch the people around you, trying to imagine their stories? Do you glance at the shops for some window shopping? Denise walks through Hong Kong, looking at buildings. She's always on the hunt for new opportunities. She studies the different parts of town. But sometimes, just sometimes, she looks at the cars. And she feels a little pang of longing when she sees a particularly beautiful sports model. She's doing well. She's earning quite some money now. Perhaps she could afford a treat, she thinks. Then she tells herself off for being so selfish. She has two young sons. She has to provide for them as much as her husband does. One year after, Denise is alone with her sons in their big, bright apartment, looking out. Night has fallen over Hong Kong. She feels lonely and disconnected from everything and everybody around her. The first of her sons is 3 years old, the second barely one. They deserve all the love and attention of their father. But right now, they don't have it, and neither does she. She knows their family is in danger of falling to pieces. Denise wonders whether she should have been less impatient, less driven. Like most women, she blames herself. But she also knows that everything she did for her family, for her children, and for her husband too. Her success, her efforts were all for them. Perhaps this was the problem.
My husband had an affair. It was the hardest moment in my life, and I didn't know how to face it.
Denise's sadness borders on depression, although she doesn't want to admit it. She's always been so strong, and now she hates her weakness. It's not only her broken heart or her pride suffering. It's an old wound that has suddenly reopened and bleeds freely. Denise's mother left home when she was only a child and eventually moved to the United States. Her father, who was 20 when she was born, decided to get on with his life without the burden of a young daughter. Denise had no parental support. They were too young and too selfish to take on their responsibilities. She was a happy child, raised by her grandparents, and she wanted for nothing. But she always longed for a loving mother and father. When she got married, she swore she would give her children everything. More money, more opportunities, and the perfect family she never had. But now, she's going to be a single mother. Denise feels she's failed. She feels lost and insecure about everything. Even her own identity. It's true she loves her job, but for whom is she doing it now?
I was the lady of the house. I just want to earn more money for my family and the children. I would work, work, work. I didn't have any interests, any activities.
Denise isn't worried about practical problems. She's been a career mother for years. She's well able to fend for herself. She hopes that her husband will do the decent thing and not abandon his sons completely. But these are not the thoughts that keep her awake at night. These are problems she can solve. But healing will be harder. It means facing a change. She has to find a way to feel whole and winning again. But that's easier said than done. Right now, she doesn't have a clue. Real transformation takes time and is impossible to achieve alone. We always need something to help us see things under a different perspective. We need someone who can give us hope from the outside, seeing what we are unable to see. For Denise, this person is her half-brother.
He said, "I know you love racing. I have a car for you to join the Macau race." And I said, "Why not? Let's try."
Denise had almost forgotten she likes racing. After that wonderful day in Beijing, she barely had the time to even watch the races on TV. Her husband thought it wasn't the right sport for a woman anyway. He had not been particularly proud of her triumph on the Beijing circuit, and he lifted a disapproving eyebrow at her interest in sports cars. But her half-brother looks at Denise differently and encourages her to think only about herself for once, to follow her passion. Macau is a street circuit racing event, just like Monaco. Of course, this is not the Grand Prix, But Denise is surprised by the enthusiasm she feels at the idea of joining a competition there. She imagines driving on the same tarmac that has been burnt by the wheels of top pilots such as Ayrton Senna and Michael Schumacher. She hugs her half-brother as she gladly accepts the offer and the challenge. During the race, as she overtakes a car, then another, Denise feels, in a way, as if she were getting back at her husband. She did everything for him and for the boys, she thinks angrily, and look where it got her. The race has almost finished when the thought hits her. This is the first thing she has done for herself in a long time. Perhaps the first thing she ever did for herself. Not to please her grandparents, not to make her husband happy, not to provide for her sons. She's doing this because this is what she likes. It's who she is. It took all this pain to get her exactly where she had to be, at the centre of her own life. In this race, she doesn't finish first, but she anyway sets a record. She is, again, the only woman competing. And what's more important, as she crosses the finishing line, Denise has a broad smile on her face and no anger in her heart. The sadness is still there, but frustration, impotence, and rage have all but evaporated. And in their place, she finds a new determination.
I find myself able to stand up again. I had something I could talk about. Racing is my passion. I love racing. I started to release my pain and to release my emotion, because at that time, it distracted me from some bad feelings. But I also needed to focus.
Denise comes home from Macau determined to become a professional driver, and she starts pursuing a career in racing. She's surprised by how fast things move once you find the right direction. Soon she finds a sponsor. It's good for a company's image to be backing the first and best female racer in Hong Kong. She starts inspiring other women to follow in her steps. They're not afraid to be considered less feminine or too aggressive. They're not afraid of their boyfriends disapproving because the girls drive faster than they do. They find the courage to be exactly who they want to be, at the centre of their lives. Of course, closing her agency is out of the question for Denise. She is the breadwinner in the family. But she lets her employees take more responsibility. They're in charge when she's away competing. And when she is in the office, she's at her best, because the lessons she learns on the racing circuit are also valuable at work. In time, she has honed her driving skills and learnt new techniques from her team that have been invaluable to her. But she says the biggest lesson she has learnt so far in her racing career is patience.
People always think you don't need to be patient in a race because you need to go fast, but that is not true. On the contrary, you have to be patient because time is the most important thing. Sometimes you are at the back, somebody takes you over. In this case, you don't have to accelerate forward. You take your time, you wait for the other rider to show a weakness, and that's when you attack.
This lesson has also proven useful with customers of her estate agency. You don't need to push them. You don't have to insist. You wait, take your time, respect theirs, and you both get what you want.
One thing is very important: emotional intelligence. That means being patient.
Today, Denise is a successful estate agent, a successful car racer, and a member of FAB, the Lamborghini Female Advisory Board. Her sons are richer than she ever dreamt because they are proud of their mother and secure in her love for herself as well as for them. They are growing up with a strong and winning woman. They go to her races and cheer her on, and she's already teaching them how to hold the wheel. Life is a challenge for everybody, male and female, in the same way. We all have to learn our lessons, and we all deserve a victory. What would your advice for young women be?
You need strength to hold fast to your dream. Don't forget your dream even though you are married.
Can you share the name of a woman in history or culture who's been an inspiration for you in your life?
I very much admire Cecilia Jung. She is an actress who raised 3 children alone.
What does the future hold for you? What's your next goal?
I want to do something that inspires people to stop thinking that things are not easy, that they have to put their dreams aside. I want to teach people how to drive a race car. Be patient, be yourself. Love yourself more. Exercise positive thinking. Avoid negative people. Surround yourself with positive people. And be happy for your life.